This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Thank you so much for joining me today. It is Monday as we record this. And thank you very much for all the positive messages and positive vibes I was sent towards the end of last week. I was struggling with a bit of man flu, I think it was, but definitely feeling a lot better, about to head out for a run. So yeah, definitely feeling back to my normal self, looking forward to hitting things with a big stick, as they say, this week once again. If you race this weekend, so I hope it all sort of went according to plan. Some epic stories coming out of Ironman Arizona this past weekend. There was also a couple of big races here in South Africa, a brand new triathlon that's sort of sprung up, but Matty Troutman ended up winning. Congratulations to Matt. A fantastic performance, particularly bouncing back after being hit by a car earlier this year as well. So great to see Matt Troutman, my fellow countryman, back on the winning trail, which is awesome. And then the second largest timed cycling event happened just up north from where I am as well. Lots of my friends, my timeline on social media just jammed up with all the photos from the 947 Cycle Challenge. So congratulations to everybody who did race this weekend. If you didn't race, I hope you had a couple of big blocks of training. I hope it all went according to plan. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to be chatting to Matt Szymanski about his Ironman run and some of the things he's done to get better over time. Before we do that, though, just enough time to let you know that this edition of the Kona Edge is brought to you by Health IQ. And if you spend a bit of time online, you may have seen them featured last week on websites like TechCrunch.com, CNBC.com. They were featured there as well as Forbes. So some big names there. And what Health IQ does is they partner with established life insurance companies to offer policies to triathletes, marathon runners, cyclists, and other health conscious people with, get this, rates on average between 4 and 33% lower than you could traditionally expect. So fantastic offering that Health IQ has got. It's built on a data-driven approach to underwriting that seeks to reward you for healthy behavior rather than penalize you for red flags. So for example, Health IQ won't automatically punish you for your family history. So it's definitely worth checking out. If you'd like to discover how much you can save on your life insurance, simply head over to this URL. It is healthiq.com/Kona, or simply click directly the link in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge, or the link in the show notes on your podcast player. So if you're listening on iTunes or Stitcher or Overcast, all you need to do is just scroll down and click on Health IQ. It'll take you directly through there. What have you got to lose? Absolutely nothing. You can save yourself a few bucks, which means you can spend more on triathlons, which is awesome. Go check it out. That's healthiq.com/Kona. In the spotlight in the coach's corner today is MP Multisports. Their athlete-coach relationship is what makes MP Multisport unique in the coaching field. Their role is to ensure the coach relationship is evident in all their coaching interactions. MP Multisport coaching involves listening first to understand your needs as an athlete, continuous analyzation by them, and implementation by you. They don't focus on mass-produced training plans or categorize their athletes because no two athletes are the same. There's more to your needs than swim, bike, and run portion of training. Too often, athletes will push through their training laps and miles but forget about the impact in other areas of their lives. To get to your goals, MP Multisport takes a holistic approach to the process, which includes the balance you have in your life, nutrition, core strength, and time management, as well as understanding those needs through communication. To find out more about MP Multisport, head over to the Coach's Corner. Just go to thekonaedge.com/coaching, or alternatively head straight through to their website. It's mpmultisport.com. If you're a coach, or if you have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured in the Coach's Corner, simply head over to that URL. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching, and scroll right down to the bottom of the page to get all the details. You're listening to the Kona Edge. Time to chat some running. We head back to Des Moines, Iowa, to catch up with Matt Szymanski. Matt, welcome back on to the Kona Edge. You come from a bit of a running background, and we've seen it so often. The guys who tend to do well in an Ironman are great runners. Do you feel like you have a bit of an edge coming into a race, knowing that you're a strong runner?
Yeah, it definitely helps some. You know, it's the last leg of the race, and that's where you see a lot of guys blow up, especially in the back half of the marathon there. Kind of knowing I have that in my back pocket a little bit is definitely a big confidence boost for me.
Absolutely. As far as running a strong Ironman marathon, what do you think's the secret to having a good run?
Well, I've only run two Ironman marathons, and one I would not consider strong. So I would say probably the biggest difference between my first Ironman marathon to my second was just the run volume that I put in. Did some more long runs, but mostly it was just more weekly volume. So going into my first Ironman, I think probably my biggest 4-week average was about 35 miles a week. And going into Hawaii, it was like 47 miles a week. So I think if I had to pick one thing, that'd be the biggest game changer for me, is just getting some more miles in.
Is that, now, I mean, tell me about that one in Chattanooga. Was it a case of just not enough time on the legs in the build up, and or was it a case of maybe pushing a bit too hard on the bike and the combination of not having enough time on the legs?
Yeah, I think it was my first Ironman, and it was really hot that day. It was actually, I think, hotter than it was in Kona. So between, yeah, biking too hard, going out a little too fast on the run, not getting my nutrition quite right, there's just a lot of things that went wrong, and it all came back to me the last 10K or so.
Talk to me about the dark places. As runners, we all hang out in them, and we love hanging out in them, but it's often difficult to bounce back. I'm sure there were a few of them in Kona where you were really struggling and the bit of a mental battle. How do you sort of keep yourself going when things are rough on the run, when you are just really struggling?
So I think for me, I just try to break the race down into smaller segments. So whether that be making it to the next mile marker, or making it to the next aid station, or trying to pass one more guy. On Kona was nice. I had a lot of people out there that I knew, and I kind of knew where they would be. So sometimes I would just, you know, try to make it to the next place and get the next time update. Just trying to break it down into small little goals, especially when you're having a rough time, is the key for me.
From a workout perspective in training, what do you love doing?
Probably on the run. I don't know if I have really any go-to workout, or even any workout that I did more than once leading up to Kona. Since I come from a running background, I feel like my library of running workouts is biggest. I try to mix it up a lot, and probably my favorite thing is to go to the track and do thousands. So we'll do 1,000 with like a 200 meter jog recovery. Those are, I'd say that's one of my favorite things to do. And that's always a tough workout for me.
Talk to me a little about recovery and the role recovery plays in what you do, not just from a running, but across the boards in the sport.
So recovery is big. I kind of changed up my strategy a little bit this year, where in the past I was kind of on a 3-week hard week cycle and then 1 week recovery. And this year I kind of switched up where I didn't have as many recovery weeks. So a lot of times it would be the recovery weeks would just be like a taper for a race, but I'd be fitting more recovery in within the week. So usually like a Monday and a Tuesday were super easy days, just trying to get the legs back after a long weekend. And then we do a few hard sessions in midweek, and then have another pretty easy day on Friday before hitting it hard again on the weekend. But whatever you're doing, yeah, recovery is huge. If you're not recovered, you're not going to be able to hit the hard sessions like you should be, and you're just kind of going to be stuck in mud the whole time.
Matt, as far as strength and conditioning goes, do you do much of that sort of stuff in your training regime?
Yeah, so in the off season, I'll do a little bit more, probably do some TRX and maybe lift a few weights. But during the season, it's just kind of maintenance. So a couple of days a week, I have a few different core workouts that I'll go through. And then kind of on opposite days, I'll do some leg strength stuff. And that's all just body weight exercises. Not necessarily trying to get really strong, but just trying to make sure that you're working some muscles that you don't necessarily work running and biking. And I think that helps a lot with injury prevention.
Absolutely. Well, Matt, I look forward to talking about your nutrition next time out. We'll save that for another day. Thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge. And that's it for this edition of the Cone Edge. Thank you so much for joining me once again. It's been brilliant to have you with us. And thanks to Matt Szymanski as well for sharing some of those sort of tips and ideas with us here on the podcast today. So, Matt, thank you for your time. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. And thank you to our sponsor today. It is Health IQ. This episode was brought to you by Health IQ. They're an insurance company that helps health-conscious people get special life insurance rates. The URL to get to is healthiq.com/Kona. And in doing so, you'll not only support the show, but you can also learn more about saving some money on your life insurance. What you can also do is simply text the word Health IQ, all one word. That's Health IQ to 44222, and I'll send you all the details back.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.